listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
All right. Let's get to the main camera here. How you doing tonight? Tonight, I've got some fun stuff for you and a special guest who's been on in all my shows one other time, Winton Churchill. And before you ask, Winton, I'm going to ask the question on everybody's mind. Are you related to the man, Winston?
The short answer is yes. Didn't think so. The Churchill Surname Project asked me to take a DNA test 22 years ago now. And they said, and I said, I don't think we're related because my part of the family came over in the 1600s. And the DNA test said we were. In fact, I had the most genetic material from the Churchill family from the reference sample in the 1600s of anybody tested in the U.S. at that time.
Well, that means you're obviously the coolest person in the world then.
Yes, exactly.
Well, welcome to the show.
The great thing about that is that I got to meet lots of Churchills and work with them. And Celia, Winston Churchill's granddaughter, has trained our coaches in London. So lots of good things came out of that.
So this show, Winton, this show is about helping people create a life they love.
Yes.
Your ultimate life, the life of purpose, prosperity, and joy that you create by serving with the gifts you have and the passion you have and everything. So I love having people on here who feel like they are adding good to the world. So my first question to you is, I need you to tell us, and I need you to brag and be not humble today. I know you are normally. How is Winton adding good to the world?
Well, Winton helps people that are in the age 50 plus group figure out how to work online. And we essentially focus on online project networks like Upwork to help them get started. And what I found 16 years ago now is that people over 50 have a lot of great skills, decades of great experience, but they tend to stumble when they go to work online in one of these online networks. And so what our products, services, activities are all about is helping people make that transition from not working online to working online, especially for the 50 plus person who is long on experience and knowledge, but might be a little bit short on the technology skills. And we find that once they make that transition through the portal to the other side, that all their natural instincts and all their expertise and all their knowledge and all their wisdom can be easily applied to work online.
So a couple of distinctions. A lot of people think of online work as sort of internet marketing kind of stuff where people are either hyping Bitcoin or weight loss products or whatever. And so internet marketing, you're not really talking about that at all, are you?
No, that's not what we're doing. These are, you know, there's over 20 million people in the one Upwork network, for example. And those are small businesses, large businesses, Fortune 1000 companies, and they all need work done of one kind or another, from little tiny proofreading assignments all the way up to manage this project. And so that's what we help people engage with. We like to keep them away from the more speculative internet marketing that requires a different kind of skill set, and that's a lot to learn. And our, unique strength is we're very good at helping people figure out a lot of times what skills they have that they've forgotten about and what things they like to do and bring them into this world of online freelancing with those, rather than having to go in there and do the stuff that they did in the crummy job that they hate. So part of this is learning how to have some fun with it, learning how to balance your online work with your lifestyle so that you achieve that work-life balance that most people are looking for.
So What is it? I mean, this is not a trivial market, and COVID has made it. I mean, that's right. Over now, sort of.
Yes.
Although I was still talking to my doctor today about COVID aftermath.
Yes.
So it's kind of over, right?
Four years in.
But this is not a trivial amount of work. Like Upwork is one, and it's the largest online platform, but there's 100 right. or more. Yeah,
there's 150 other platforms.
Yeah.
30% of those platforms are all designed for work that you can do remotely and what I would call off the clock. You typically don't have to show up, whether it's online or on a Zoom call or something like that, in real time. You're typically doing work assignments, you're coordinating with people and that kind of thing. You occasionally might have meetings and that kind of thing online, but most of it is on your own schedule. So if you get you plan to do a little work in the morning and you get a call and your buddy says, let's go have breakfast, you can say, sure. And knowing full well that you can do that 2 or 3 hours, starting at noon, and you'll get it all done in that day. So that's the real benefit for this. Is time freedom and location freedom. And that is a very precious thing to have, because we all spent way too much time on freeways, way too much time showing up at jobs, way too much time hanging out at, not wanting to be the first one that left at 5 o'clock as the second hand swept over the 12. And, we all got edumacated by the pandemic that, hey, people can work from home and be very productive.
How much money goes through this freelancing? So now that we've got it really clear, we're talking about freelancing,
right,
which is non-employment, but here's a job, I need you to do it. And they're right. Huge companies and small
yes.
companies. How many millions of jobs are there? How many zillions of dollars
yes.
are moving through this vertical, this pipeline?
Well, a lot of the companies that do this are not public yet, so we don't get reliable information. But Upwork is the leader of the pack. And in 2022, because we're waiting for the 2023 numbers, they just finished. But in 2022, Upwork took in $4.2 billion of freelance work and paid out $3.6 billion to their freelancers. So that's significant. When I talk to a lot of people about this early on, they think that, these companies are a couple of geeks in a room with a bare bulb hanging down and a server that's making the lights blink every time it does a data search. No, these are very sophisticated systems. They're worldwide systems. They're compliant in 197 countries with tax regulations and all that kind of stuff. So they're a real part of business. Now, an interesting statistic is the World Bank just came out with this recently. They said that there's 3.4 billion adults working in the world. And of those 3.4 billion workers, that 1.46 are working freelance. Now, they may be also working in part in a job, but it really speaks to this issue. Almost 50% of the workforce in the world is working as a freelancer at some time during the year. And there's been a lot of speculation. And for people that haven't followed this industry as I have, I got on the freelance networks in the year 2000. So this is my 24th year working on the networks. They don't know any of this. They think I'm speaking Greek, but you can go out there and look on the news and look at Forbes and look at all the business publications. And this has been a major shift in the way the economy works now. The idea of having people coming into the office and sitting there during the day and going to eat in the cafeteria and being bothered by all the people running around the office, not going to happen. It's much more efficient for people to work from home. It's okay for them to get together when they have to, and I fully support that, but most work can be done in this freelance environment, and companies would much rather not have skyscrapers with 1,000 people in them coughing and hacking their way through the winter because of what we learned during the pandemic about how these things spread.
So if there's that many billion dollars just in one of the 150 companies,
yes.
I'm sure that you've read some stats about what much, much, much larger amount
yes.
of money. If half the world is freelancing, half the working world is freelancing.
Yes. It's in the trillions. It is absolutely in the trillions.
Okay. So we have trillions of dollars going through the freelance pipeline.
Yes. It's estimated in the United States that it is approximately at $1 trillion going to freelancers in the United States.
So $1 trillion in the U.S. alone. And yeah, I know the U.S. is the big fish, but still several trillion dollars are being managed in the freelance economy. And the platforms are numerous. They're proliferating all over the place. There's 150 now. Some are specialized. Some are general. How many million jobs are available? Like if you went and looked right now at 150 platforms, how many million jobs do you guess that you could find?
Oh, gosh, because you'd have to roll Uber and people like that into that. I'd guess a billion jobs now today where companies are hiring people to do work.
All right. So the reason I'm asking all this stuff is because I want people that are listening to get a sense of how massive this project is. And so your work is to help those of us, which includes me, that are over 50, 50 plus is who your target is. Can be anybody, but that's your target. And we may talk later about why that's your target, but whatever, to figure out what skills they have, what is in demand, and how to navigate the portals, the requirements, the needs, and get in and put a scoop in that massive gravy train of money.
Yes. Yes. That's the plan. And we've found that it takes people either working on their own in our online training programs or working with our coaches about 90 days if they're applying themselves, maybe something in the range of 34 to 40 hours to make it through this process of setting up and working online and understanding how their skills fit in the market. And as you can imagine, some skills that people 50 plus have are as useful as buggy whips in the modern day. But a lot of skills like relationship, conversation, problem solving, resilience, a lot of those things are not available from younger people because they just don't have the decades of doing this kind of stuff and reliably coming back from upsets of one kind or another, whether it was things like 9/11 or gas crisis or whatever it might be. And the person over 55 has come back on a consistent, regular basis for the most part and knows how to, put the pieces back together when Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall.
So this is really interesting because one of the things I noticed when the 2008 market crash happened 15, 16 years ago is, I was in the church that I went to. There were tons of people out of work and a lot of the talk when we got together Sunday was who knows about this opportunity and so-and-so, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
But a lot of the conversation was about how work changed. So jobs that were available weren't available anymore and structurally things were different and et cetera, a lot because of computers and social media was just starting. And so things were changing. What you're saying is, it's true that digital natives have this and that advantage because they grew up with those things. But those that have this decades of experience, just the years to show for it, have some very considerable and very valuable skills that the others that are younger than that simply do not have.
Correct.
By virtue of the years.
Correct. Absolutely. In fact, one person that I was talking to that's a buyer of freelance services was telling me recently that he had hired somebody in their late 20s and they to do a specific project and they just melted. They said, I can't handle this. The pressure's too much, that kind of thing. He said, in my day, as I was growing up in my career, that this would have not been a big upset, but people just don't have that focus and resilience and that work ethic that the freelance buyers like to see in the people that they hire.
So this first part has been just to establish the opportunity, the enormity of the money that's moving through the internet, and everything makes it available anywhere and everywhere. So it isn't like you have to go find the right newspaper and see the right want ads or any of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all over the place online. You can be anywhere, buy it from anywhere, as long as you have an internet connection, Wi-Fi or hardwired. So now let's back up and hear a little bit of your story. You weren't born last night. And you said you've been on this freelance train for 25 years, 24 years.
Yes.
So tell me how you got here. Two questions. How did you get here?
Yes.
And what made you decide to add good to the world in this way, where you have decided for the last many years to create a business?
Yes.
Helping people with this transition and take advantage of this gold mine.
Yes. So beginning in the year 2000, I went on the networks. They were very new at that particular time, tiny compared to what we see today. And I thought that'd be a great thing, a great network to work on. And there were a few jobs in there, but I also was kind of kicked to the curb from my corporate jobs. You know, I'd worked for Oracle, Sun Microsystems, Apple, and another number of other companies that nobody's ever heard of. But I had a pretty long career, but when you get a little gray hair, your forehead starts sticking out of your hairline, like happened to me, you know, you get the less favored jobs. People don't rely on you to leap tall buildings in a single bound and that kind of thing. And I was not ready for that. I had an active, vibrant career, and I knew I could do things. So I set out on my own as a freelancer. And I kind of did the same sort of thing that I did when I worked for technology companies. I wrote white papers. I helped drive lead generation programs. In fact, I had a best-selling book on B2B lead generation in 2008. So I did those things, and I built a practice around that type of service. And I was doing this for about 6.5 years. And my fiance at the time suggested that it might be kind of interesting to move to Mexico. Well, I was not ready to retire. You know, I still had money to make and places to go and that kind of thing. And I said, but I was very concerned about the ability to do the work I was doing. You know, what were the internet speeds? Was it reliable? That sort of thing. Long story short, 2007, moved to Mexico. And when I got down there, a few of my friends that I'd worked with, colleagues, that kind of thing, who told me, "You're crazy for moving to Mexico," when the 2008 crisis happened, began the economic crisis, started calling me back and said, "Tell me again how you're living in Mexico and working online for companies around the world." And so I helped a few people just free of charge to help them figure this out. And I said, "Well, there's this system out there and its name is this. And you just go on there and you can, there's jobs and there's things you can do." And they would write me back an email and say, "Okay, I got signed up, but it says you have to create a profile. How do I do that?" And then I would explain how to create a profile. And over, I would say, about 6 months, I helped 3 or 4 people get set up online so they could do this remote freelancing work. And one of the people said, "Hey, you ought to turn this into a training program." And, you know, I hadn't really thought of that. And I had all these emails going back and forth that describe how to do all this stuff. And I realized that I've kind of written the course. All I had to do is check my outbox and take those emails and kind of combine them into a course, which is what I set about doing. And then, they were all on PDFs. We had no audio, no video. It was just a training course online that you could do. But we did have a Tuesday night live call through conference networks, telephones, where we would talk about freelancing and different aspects of it. So we set that up, got headed in that direction. And then I ran into a company called International Living that helps people who are retiring, kind of the same people, age 50 plus. They said, I think that this is something our audience would be interested in. And, you know, we reached an agreement and they said, all right, we'll write some sales material and we'll offer this to our audience. My daughter and I were in Huatulco at the time, and we knew the program was going to drop and everything was set up. And at that point in time, all the shopping cart stuff went through us. And we went out to dinner and, you know, we were speculating, you know, we would be delighted if this thing sold a few thousand dollars on the first go, because these things build. And we came back from dinner and there was about $35,000 worth of money in the shopping cart. And my first thought was, oh my God, something screwed up. We're charging people double or we're off by a digit. You know, instead of charging them $195, we're charging them $1,950 or whatever it was. You know, I mean, there was all these, and I'm up till midnight going through the systems, checking this, checking that, making sure we don't have duplicate orders. You know, was there something wrong? Did we have fraud of some kind? What was going on? And ultimately, that first promotion sold about $71,000. And I, you know, was just flummoxed by that, you know, and I got to know people and I got to work with people and I did all the customer service myself for the first 3 years. So when you send in an email and say, I don't know how to do this, it was me and a lot of these people I would schedule calls with. Well, initially, I thought I was helping people figure out how to fill out forms and work online. When I began talking to people, I realized that that transition they begin making when they hit 50 is one of the most difficult transition periods to go through, because they used to have all the prestige, all the power, all the career they wanted in many cases. And now they have less and less and less of that in their companies, in their practices, in their, you know, we deal a lot with professional people. So it just at age 50, it seems like a lot of that stuff is not fun to just keep turning the same crank every day. So this idea of having portable income and time freedom really appealed to people. And that's what I began doing. I looked at the problem a different way. I looked at the problem, instead of getting you signed up on a network, I looked at how can this new approach transform your life and give you more of what you want. And that's what became the Barefoot Consultants.
So that's fantastic. And you've answered what happened to you and you've told me that story. When you solved it for yourself,
yes,
and then you helped a few friends, which anybody probably that cared about their friends would do. Sure. Something else happened. There was a guy, maybe it was a gal, I don't know, said you ought to turn this into a training program, a business. And then you did and you launched it and it worked. But over the years, you have continued to adapt, to refine, to do it better, to redo it, to do version 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes, and to add ancillary things. And it has become, just in watching you tell the story, it's clear that this has become more than a business for you. It has become a passion project, meaning this is something where your heart is. So absolutely. Tell me a little bit about what is it that makes you, because I know 3 years of doing all the customer service by yourself, the kind of care and attention that people need when they're frustrated or scared or feel like they're losing stuff, you know, the grieving process that people go through consciously or unconsciously when they yes. lose stuff.
Yes.
You are and have been there in listening to your discussion and knowing you as well in many ways. So tell me what's going on in your heart that makes this important to you. You're not a detached owner of a business.
Yes,
you're very involved. And,
right, right. Well, I guess what I learned from all those calls is empathy and compassion. because in some cases I was talking to people that were vice president in Fortune 1000 companies. Other people were professionals. They might have been doctors, lawyers, dentists, that kind of thing, who were very competent in their field, but they didn't know how to do simple things like cut and paste on a computer screen. And what I learned early on, that you have to give them the space and have the patience that if it's necessary to help them figure out how to do that, you spend 20 minutes explaining how to do that and not get short with them, not feel like, you know, what do you mean you don't know how to do this? You know, the whole idea is to make it okay to be where they are and move through this process. So that's been an approach that has been codified in my mind throughout our training process. There is no stupid question. There is no stupid problem. You know, and people say, and I talked to somebody that said today, I'm not a lot of a technology person. And the good news is today, you don't have to be a technology person to make all of this work. That's some of the greatest improvements over the last 23 years have been in the user interface and how you use it. And even though these people think they're not great with technology, they go into to Amazon and buy books. They write emails to their family and friends and every day at work. So they've been using these systems for 10, 15, 20 years. It's not like they're not familiar with it, but they just had that mindset that frankly, that self-talk that says, I'm not very good at this. If somebody has the patience to help them understand that they have the totality of their life experience they can bring to the world in this way, and all we've got to do is get past a few of these technical things as you're getting started, and you'll do just fine. That's what we're looking for.
So that's fabulous, and I know that about you, and I wanted you to talk about that a little. So tell me, besides, like, what are the programs that you offer to people to do this? So
sure.
There are all these platforms, and big companies put jobs. Hi, I want a project manager to do this. I want somebody to proofread this. I want somebody to write a technical paper on something or other, something. And they don't have staff to do it. And they're intentionally turning to the freelance market because they think it's a one or a two or a three time thing. And they don't want to go through the trouble of hiring somebody.
Right.
And so what kind of programs do you have to help me? I'm retired.
Sure.
Okay, cool. So how do I do this to get, teach me a little?
Yes. Okay. So we have an online learning program that has called our 21 Days to Your Freelancing Success. And that program teaches people how to get set up on these networks. And we complement that program with a 1 hour to 1.5 hour live training every Tuesday night. And we've been doing that for, I don't know, a decade and some change. And so when people get to ask that question, you know, they might struggle with the online material. What we describe is in the online material, but it sometimes they're just coming at it from the wrong point of view. And once they hear what the solution is, then it all makes sense. You know, it's like they talk about the penny drops. Well, the penny drops, and then they begin to see not only how that works, but how all these other pieces fit together. And particularly,
I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you. Put a comma right there.
Yes.
Tonight's Tuesday.
Right.
And right after this call, you're going to do your 521st online Tuesday night call.
Yes.
Because you said 10 years. I know
right. That's
not exactly right, but
good
whatever.
Good math.
So 52 weeks, 10 years, 521st online call. And you're going to get on the phone or on the Zoom now with 50, 100, 200 people to augment services that they have purchased from you. Now, this is what I meant about your own heart, because this For the most part, I know there's sometimes stuff you offer for sale, but for the most part, this hour and a half that you give to these people a week has been a labor of love. Is that true?
Yes, yes. There's been a lot of times where you're explaining things that for somebody that's familiar with all this stuff, they would say, you know, just tell them to Google it and go off and do it. And I realize how important it is to not tell them to Google it, because they'll lose the whole context of what they're doing. And so that's what we kind of do, is keep that same thread flowing and build on what they already know and extend from that. So that involves...
My point wasn't why it's important to do that. My point is 520 weeks in a row, I talk to a lot of, I'm a guest on a lot of podcasts, sure, and I have a podcast with hundreds and hundreds of episodes. And I always compliment the host, because doing a show like that is a labor of love, getting guests and the production and all the kind of stuff. And here you are putting on your 521st, ostensibly, Tuesday night call to offer your services to help people.
Right.
And that just shows a level of commitment that I think is extraordinary. And yes, you're free to explain to me why it's important. But the thing I was focused on is, the show is your ultimate life. Yes. So it's clear to me that you, Winton Churchill, have both a passion and a commitment to the success of these people that is extraordinary. And I want to ask you, now that you have done that and put 520 ostensibly programs on, what has been the reward for you? What has that done for your being, for your heart, for your place in the world?
It's helped these people get to success that may have never got there if they had to pick it out just from the training program.
I got it, but I want to know why that's important to you. What has it done for your
As I talk to people, and I'm talking to our members all the time, every day. People are going through life changes. They're going through health challenges. Early on, somebody said, well, I'm going through a health challenge and this is what's going on. And I said, well, maybe it's not a good time to start this, and they said, with what I'm going through, I have to have a future vision of what I can do. And so that's how important it is for me to start this now. Because if all I think about is doctor visits and procedures and stuff like that, I don't know if I can make it. And that's a very high place of honor and trust to be in. And I want to be the person that helps those people through that.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get to, because it's easy to talk about different ways to make money. It's easy to talk about technology and AI and changes and COVID and all those things. But the things that matter most to us are the ones where we make a difference in people's lives. And I know, because I know you, how important this is and has been, and how much of your heart and soul you put into this. And so thank you. I just wanted to get piece on there. And I'm going to thank you for the effort you make to add good to the world. So I want to switch gears here for a minute after I make sure you receive the gratitude.
Thank you.
One of the things you've done is you've also begun training coaches. And
yes.
People, because you had that great success in the beginning, and that one you described, $71,000 that first time, and it's gone on to be multiple millions of dollars in sales over the years, and it has overwhelmed your individual capacity to handle all that kind of stuff. So coaching, which is the process of being that source of love and encouragement and patience, is near and dear to my heart. But I know that you've created programs to not just help people learn to go do online and find their skills and be nice to them and help them get there, but also to train others to do the same. So talk a little bit about that in the context of how you conceived that, what it is, and how that's going.
Yes. So the way it was conceived is, you know, as doing the customer service, I would have people that would call in that I would wind up talking to and say, you know, I really want to work with a coach. Do you have any coaches? I'd like somebody to help me with this. And I would, as the proud papa of all this training, would say, well, we put everything in the training program. We have our Tuesday night calls. We answer questions. I answer questions in support. And, you know, I feel like we've got it covered. And they would say, you know, eventually, no, you don't understand. I want somebody to walk me through this. I don't want to learn how to do all the pieces. I want to learn how the pieces fit for me. And I want to, as fast as possible, get online and be able to do this kind of work. And as I, you know, that reverberated in me for about 6 months. And, you know, it was one of those situations, how do you clone yourself? And I already was not clonable because I couldn't step out of the business and do that. I had to run the business and answer the phone and emails and all that other stuff. So that's what I did. And I created a program, and that's actually where you and I first encountered one another. And I brought you in as my coach. And that was, you know, I mean, you saw me at that moment in time. I was busy with a lot of activity, but I knew there was more we could contribute, and I wanted to find out a better way to do that. So we developed a coaching certification program. It's a year-long program. As I initially designed it, it takes most people about a year and a half to 2 years and get through it because most people have life going on. And when people come out of that, they are certified in what we do best, which is help people age 50 plus figure out how to go from where they are to working online. And that's the thing that we're all, the direction we're pointed in, what we do every day. And we do it with the concept of having this patience and this encouragement and this uplifting of bringing people through the process. Because I know that sitting on the shoulder of every person, 50 plus, trying to do this thing, you know, there's a, you know, an entity saying, oh, you can do this, it'll happen. And there's the devil saying, you can't do this. What are you doing? You can't use a computer. You don't know how to use software and all that kind of stuff. And we've just been proving that point of view wrong now for 16 years.
So what you did to clone yourself, that's the important point here, at least one of them.
Yes, yes.
Is that you were successful enough that you needed to effectively clone yourself. And the way you chose to do that was to create a program to certify people to do what you had been doing, which is help individuals who want to learn to freelance with their skills and life experience to be able to do that. And that allows you not to be the only person doing it, but you now have a group of people, 50, 60, 80 certified coaches?
Yes, yes. There's 35 active certified coaches right now. Mm-hmm. And yes, so that's what we've put together.
Wow. So there's, and so that expands your ability to work 35 times. So that's wonderful.
Right.
So I'd like you to take a minute to tell those that are listening where to find out stuff. Like, you're very active, but people that haven't been looking in this world, I mean, as busy as social media is, I would bet that most people have never heard of you, have never heard of your program,
have never
heard of your stuff, unless I know that you told your people you were going to be here, so maybe there's some of them in the audience tonight.
Yes.
That's fine.
Yes.
But for the vast majority of others who are going, hey, I'd like to freelance, I could learn this, and of whatever age. I know you specialize in 50 plus.
Sure.
Where do they find you, and how do they get connected to more of this wonderful goodness?
Right. They go to barefootconsultants.com, and that's our website. And from the website, you can send us an email, say, I'd like to know more about this program, or send us a message. because our little customer service thing pops up there. Or you can send an email to support@barefootconsultants.com and tell us a little bit about yourself in a sentence or two and a little bit about what you want to do. And we'll send you the information that's appropriate for your particular situation. Usually that involves having a call, no charge, no obligation, with a coach to go a little bit deeper into what your skill set is, what your timeline is, what kind of things you like doing. You know, a lot, as I mentioned earlier, so many people come into this thinking that they have to do that job that they really don't like in order to do this. And I'm delighted to say that we've been able to help a lot of people do the stuff that they want to do rather than the stuff they feel like they have to do, and find a whole new hunk of energy from doing fun stuff.
So that's wonderful. In how often do you find that it is so, like, tell me some of the most fun things. Like, I know you've told me some in other conversations, but some of the most enlightening moments that people have had, some of the most rewarding for you, represented by the success of others. Tell me some fun stories so people realize this isn't just a story about something, but there's real faces and real situations.
Right. Behind. Well, there's been a lot of school teachers come through our program, and they like to work casually, is the way I would describe it. They like to do proofreading. They might like to work 5 hours a month and make or 5 hours a week and make a few hundred dollars. And there's many people that have come into our programs, and that's what they do. What we're seeing now, though, is more people want to bring their entire professional training, their career, or at least an aspect of it, the part they like, into this process. And they want to do that online. And there was a very interesting article in Forbes towards the end of the year, this past year, that talked about this, that freelancing was largely seen as a way to hire people and fill in, you know, oh, we got a lot of proofreading to do this month. Let's bring in three freelancers and have them do all the proofreading for us while we're going through this peak workload. And the shift in the marketplace and what the Forbes person that wrote the article described is companies are looking at freelancers as strategic, beyond tactical. It's they want to bring the full value and experience of that freelancer into the equation. So not only are they helping with the workload, but they're also training other people there. And in many cases, they might be leading a project or co-leading a project within that company, because they have good relationship skills, they have good tracking skills, they know how to get things done and meet deadlines. When they don't meet the deadlines because of factors outside their control, they know how to reconfigure the things that they're working on so they can recover from that quickly. So that's, you know, some of the kind of active things. I mean, there's other people that do voiceover work. There's some people that come in and do what's called mystery shopper work, which is kind of an interesting area. It's really a quality assurance thing. There are companies that use these networks, and they come in and they say, we need to hire 100 freelancers in the next 3 days. And what we want, we have a product, and they'll tell you what their product is. And we want to hire people who will buy that product, receive the product, and fill out a 5-page survey and take pictures of that product when it arrives and talk about the condition of the box. Was the label correct? When you open up the box, if the product was a liquid or something like that, does it leak? They are testing the quality assurance of their shipping channels. They'll go to 50 cities in the United States. They'll have 50 different freelancers buy the product, and they know exactly where the weak spots are in their transportation and delivery of their products, because it'll show up. You know, 80% of the freelancers say they receive the product in 3 days, and 20% of them say they receive them in a week and a half. You know, that then they can pinpoint where that is. And they do these checks on a monthly or quarterly basis. So that's the fun kind of stuff that you get to do.
So this has been really enlightening. I've asked questions that have come to me and that I know are stuff that you do. What else? We've got a few minutes left, and I want to know, what else do I need to know? Does the audience need to know about the freelancing world, about what's coming in the next 3 to 5 years?
Yes.
About what the opportunity is. If you act now, we've got AI burgeoning into the scene. Right. We've got all these things. So tell me what's coming in your view, because you, as good as anybody I know, have got a pulse on this trend.
Yes. Well, I would say artificial intelligence is the big player. And a lot of people say, well, gee, isn't artificial intelligence going to consume all those freelance jobs? And I see it just the opposite. There's so much going on in the AI world that companies of smaller sizes do not have the staff to understand and apply. So I see a robust new business in freelancers that learn how to work in the AI world, acquire that knowledge and understand it, will be teachers and trainers and implementers of AI tools and AI projects going forward. And the AI, I've seen a few trends in my life. I worked for Apple Computer in the very early days, over 40 years ago now. And I worked for Sun Microsystems, who most people have never heard of, but that company had the same kind of meteoric growth, and certainly Oracle had the same kind of meteoric growth. When you see something on the front end and you say, man, that thing is going to take off, that's exactly what we see in AI. We've been using AI in our business for about a year now, so we're very familiar with what it does and how it works, so much so that we created a course for our members that's a 52-week course that helps them understand the world of AI and how they can use AI to build their freelance business for the 50-plus worker, freelancer.
So that's fascinating. There are people that are scared that it's going to replace everything. And the truth is, it's going to have a big impact, but those who are willing to put the time into to learn are going to be few in a relative sense. Absolutely. And the skills that they have about how to use it well is going to be very, very valuable and essentially critical for companies to have access to that level of skill, because, customer expectations and all that kind of stuff are going to go way up, like they do every time some innovation came, like when libraries happened and when Google happened and search engines and the internet
and mobile phones and,
all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. So that's fantastic. As a last word, you've mentioned several times patience, encouragement, willingness to help people through things, and the desire that people had to have the actual hands-on growth. For the last couple minutes, tell me what role you see coaching, the skills of coaching, the being of that helpful person playing in this area in your growth.
Yes. So that coaching is so important because people do need that customization. We know that going through any sort of online training program, and this is one of the big gaps. People think that, I can just make a training course. And what we found out 12 years ago is, no, you can't just make a training course. You have to bring that person into it, somebody that can sit across the virtual table and look in your eyes and, you talk to each other's souls about what you want the next decade to look like. And we have a phrase, and you know it well, we want to help people not just work as a freelancer, but have an amazing next decade. And we have to ask a lot of questions. We have to have conversation. We have to listen a lot to find out what that amazing next decade means, because it's different for each individual person. And that's where I see our coaches and the coaching activity as bringing that personalization and fine tuning and the customization to the process of moving into this opportunity.
You know, that just makes me think, as the world gets more and more complex and more of these tools like AI and others grow and are more pervasive in our lives, it becomes impossible for us individually to become experts in all of them.
Right.
And the availability of someone who can help and not just teach, but mentor, help someone through,
yes,
because it's more than just learning. It's the belief in ourselves and our own opportunities is such a critical piece. So we're just about out of time. What didn't I ask you that you need to tell me?
Oh, my gosh.
Needs to know.
You've had some great questions. I mean, the big question is, people, a lot of times I hear, well, is this freelancing thing a flash in the pan? No, it's not. Is this AI thing going to be a flash in the pan? No, it's not. You know, if you've been in this industry for 23 years like I have, you know, and you've seen it evolve every step of the way, I mean, it just gets bigger as time goes by. The tools get better. The number of people doing it grows in leaps and bounds. And the pandemic was really that force majeure that propelled the whole idea of remote work onto the planet. Because up to that point, a lot of companies, a lot of organizations, a lot of government, nonprofits, those kind of things, says we can't possibly have our proprietary information out in somebody's bedroom. What are you thinking? Well, all those problems got solved and all those security issues have been dealt with. And now the world is safe for online freelancers doing remote work and safe for the companies that employ them. And now I expect that to grow at an accelerated rate just because all those problems have been worked out and the managers that think that freelancing and remote work is not a thing have been kicked to the curb.
Winton, thanks for showing up and sharing with us tonight.
Well, thanks, Callan. That's good questions. I'm going to go let my brain cool off. You always keep me thinking, and I appreciate what you do for me as a coach and have done over the last 10 years, because it's been a remarkable journey, as you know.
Everyone who's watched this tonight, I want to encourage you to listen again and think deeply about it. You have the opportunity to grow. You have the opportunity to do more. You have the opportunity to create anything you want if you're willing to go do the work, get the help. And I want to encourage you to spare no effort, because the goal and the outcome will be the creation of your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.